USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Flights are starting back up this hour after the FAA stopped all flights from taking off over the last couple of hours in the USA. A failure of the Notice to Air Missions system has failed for the first time in history. The system is critical for relaying information to flights and has been out since yesterday evening. FlightAware is reporting roughly 10,000 flights will be delayed Wednesday, with nearly 1,800 flights already canceled. As California continues to get much-needed water from storms over the last couple of weeks, a lot of water has fallen and created some new problems. Crews in Ojai, California, in the Santa Barbara Mountains are working to stop to clean up a major sewage spill. 1.2 million gallons of raw sewage spilled into San Antonio Creek Tuesday. Officials say this week's heavy downpours overwhelmed its sewer system and did damage to a sewer main. Officials have yet to stop the spill. Meanwhile, the Ventura County Environmental Health Division has closed beaches near the mouth of the Ventura River to the Pacific Ocean. The world's population is on the cusp of 8 billion people. Looks like India will replace China as the most populated country in the world. Victoria Idoni reports.
Of the rapidly growing 1.41 billion people in India, nearly half are under the age of 25. China's population is about 1.45 billion, but those under 25 make up only a quarter of the population. Since 1950, India and China have accounted for an estimated 35% of the world's population growth. China's one-child policy was introduced in 1980. In recent years, women have been allowed to have up to 3 children, but the average birth rate still sits at 1.2. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The NFL playoffs start this weekend with 2 games on Saturday, 3 games on Sunday, and 1 on Monday. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zeljanz. Visit Zeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Well, it's the end of the line for Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 computer operating systems. These older versions of Windows stopped receiving all security updates this week, over a decade after their original release. Microsoft also announced they're going to stop providing Microsoft Edge browser updates for these operating systems in a few days. Can you imagine a United States without an Internal Revenue Service? That may be a reality today as Republicans want to incorporate a simpler plan everyone can understand. John Schaefer explains.
Republicans in the House of Representatives are set to vote today to abolish the IRS altogether and replace the national income tax with a national consumption tax, a move Tennessee Republican Mark Green told Fox News he's all for.
87,000 IRS agents. We need 87,000 more CBP guys, Customs and Border Patrol folks, you know, helping us with the migration crisis at the southern border. We don't need to disrupt our economy with 87,000 people picking through small businesses' pocketbooks.
Today's vote, part of a deal House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made with members of the House Freedom Caucus to win the speakership. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden has announced new joint efforts between the United States, Mexico, and Canada to curb illegal border crossings at a summit in Mexico this week. President Biden announced, quote, "We cannot wall ourselves off from shared problems," end quote. This as taxpayers are on the hook for $500,000 this week for a new wall around President Biden's Delaware home. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.